Hi, I'm Don Chapman from worshipflow.com, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you how you can use underscore 16 with Chris Tomlin's song, Good, Good Father. Now, Good, Good Father is a really popular worship ballad, but first of all, you've got to figure out which key you're going to use it with your congregation. Now, Chris Tomlin is singing it in the key of A on his recording, and he's doing that because that's the key that fits his voice best for the recording as an artist. But typically, you do not want to sing a Chris Tomlin song in the key that he sang it in, because it's probably going to be too high for your congregation, and regular, ordinary plumbers and doctors and lawyers are not going to be able to sing it in that key. So I suggest dropping it a step down to the key of G. It's still in a good guitar key, and it's much more accessible. Now, the first way you might want to use Good, Good Father is as the worship ballad at the end of your typical praise set. You'd have a couple of praise songs, then play underscore 16 in the key of G. All of my underscores come in every key. And have a scripture reading, a prayer, a video, and then flow directly into Good, Good Father. And that's the key to good worship flow, no matter what you're doing. There's no dead space. There's no starting or stopping.